Warbirds back home this week to take on Charleston. We're down the dugout with Warbirds manager Eddie Morgan. Skip coming off a series split up in Lynchburg, Hill City. It's now seven consecutive series without a series loss. What do you like most about what your team has played the last 2 months or so?
Yeah, I just think we're improving in every aspect. Offensively, our swing decisions are better. We're improving our chase rate, making better contact. We get even some of our bench guys who aren't getting a lot of playing time, like Moniel or Fielder, coming up clutch. Just watching them prepare throughout the week, knowing that they only might be playing a game or two a week, but they're still preparing. And I think that tells a lot about the type of team we have, the type of clubhouse, the type of environment we've created, that, hey, any day could be somebody's day. We talked last week about who's going to be the next hero of the day. And it's really just about trying to win each day, no matter what your situation is. And I think the guys have kind of take the bull by the horns with that mentality.
Yeah, kind of to that end, you wrap up the first half of the season on Thursday, into the second half of the season starting on Friday. I feel like there's a lot of momentum as you head toward the second half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously pitching and defense are going to carry us.
Sure.
Offense is going to have ebbs and flows. I think we have one of the better infield defenses in the league. And our outfield keeps getting better. We kind of made the move of Handelfrey playing center field now and Jose playing right. Both were good with it, and both are excelling. Their first step has improved. Our outfield coordinator came in, made some adjustments, so it's great to see. And now their athleticism is starting to play. So I think our outfield defense is starting to almost become our infield defense. Pedro's improving every day in the outfield, obviously pitching, we just keep getting contributions from everybody.
Let me ask you about one guy at the back end. I know you don't define roles in terms of the bullpen, but Manessas at the end of the game has just been lights out for you guys.
Yeah, no, he's been our most consistent. His velocity has been consistent. What's been great about him is, he can get in a little bit of trouble, and he knows how to flip the switch. His slider's been nasty. His composure, he just looks relaxed. He's in a really good spot right now. He's confident, and hopefully we can hold on to him for a little longer before the promotion comes.
There have been a couple guys promoted in the last couple weeks. Dabanowitz and Nix go up to High A Wisconsin. Really excited for those guys who threw it really well down here.
Yeah, that's the goal, right, is to get them to grow, to develop, to get them comfortable that, hey, they can be a pro. Dabanowitz pitched great for Wisconsin the other night. And so that's kind of our job, is to get them ready for the next step.
A couple of new guys obviously coming in, Broughton, who will throw tonight, and Schramm. What do you know about those guys? Obviously pretty small sample size so far.
Now, Broughton, his last outing, he's kind of that sneaky lefty. Good command, good change, nice curve. Really keeps the hitters off balance, and doesn't have that, mid-90s fastball, but knows how to locate it. Gets weak contact and works fast, which I love.
Let me ask you kind of a bigger picture question. You guys are second in the league in on-base percentage, third or fourth in the league in runs scored. Batting average is still like .217 or something like that. Do you feel like in this age of analytics and metrics that batting average is maybe an antiquated statistic?
Yeah, I don't even know where to find batting average. that stat is kind of historic. Kind of how we talk about it, and we have – swing decisions is big. Mm-hmm. We emphasize it. We talk a lot about shrinking to the heart. Make the pitcher make the mistake, and let's take pitches off the edges. With that, it's going to come some strikeouts, but with it, it's also going to create a lot of pressure and really try to drive up the other pitcher's pitch count, draw walks, and then let's get a base hit. Let's put a good swing on the mistake. When we create pressure, then that's typically when that pitcher is going to make a mistake.
Let's go with this thought. We wrap up the homestand on Sunday. It is Father's Day. Just curious, your memories of maybe growing up with your dad or grandfather and how that love of baseball was cultivated by them.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better than playing in catch with your dad, being at the ball yard. That is something that I think every father and son, dream about. It's something that it will always be in American history, that catch play with your dad. And I was fortunate to have a son, and I still remember. He didn't throw very hard. Oh, poor Isaac. It's a blast. And I actually have a few off days coming up, so I'll probably have a catch play on Father's Day with my son.
Eddie, thanks for the time. All the best this
week. Absolutely. Let's win the day.
That's Warbirds skipper Eddie Morgan, down to the dugout on the Warbirds Baseball Network.